Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And some days you really don't know who you're going to run into and how the conversation's going to go. And today was one of those days where we've sat down with a local gentleman who's started a business in January, and it's really going from strength to strength, providing a really much needed service here in the Fraser Coast. I hope you enjoy and have a listen all the way through because you may just know someone who can benefit from Fraser Coast time out. So it's a beautiful setting down here at Bean Beach at Wetside at Pyalba. Pyalba? Skynes.
Pyalba.
Pyalba. Got
Pyalba.
it right. And so we're meeting with Errol Rafter. Packed to the rafters, that's how I remembered your name. From Fraser Coast time out. And I tell you what, are you a childcare service, Errol?
We are everything.
Give parents time out. I came across Errol's business on a Facebook post recently and got in touch with him, though he was John Smith. Obviously running from the police, hiding from someone. Anyway, he has an alias on Facebook, but Errol is the
That's all
man.
changed now.
Oh, has
I gave on my
it?
real name.
I love your voice. It's going to come across beautifully in this
Oh,
podcast.
thank you.
And so Lee and I are meeting with Errol to hear about Fraser Coast time out. So Errol, please tell the listeners and your soon-to-be fans of what you do.
Fraser Coast Time Out is all about supporting people with disabilities.
But it's so much more. What you offer is so much more than that.
You're getting there. Let talk.
No.
We do offer alternative supports, such as four-wheel driving, we do fishing, we do deep sea fishing, we do whatever clients want to do. I shouldn't call them clients, participants,
So
whatever.
you're making disability cool.
Trying to.
You want people to pretend they've got disabilities so they can hang out with you.
Exactly.
No.
If Lee broke a finger now, can she call you?
We would love to have Lee on board.
Okay, so sorry to cut you off. What else do
No.
you do?
Well, it's all about getting out and having fun. That's the whole thing. So a typical day for a participant would be, say we go down to Rainbow Beach, we'll drive up the beach, do a bit of four-wheel driving, then we'll go fishing at the different areas on Tiwa Beach heading towards North Noosa. We'll come back to the campgrounds, we'll have a barbecue, and then after that we might go for a swim up in the freshwater lake at Tiwa, or freshwater. And then, come home. So normally, we would pick somebody up about 7 o'clock and get home around about 5 o'clock that evening.
So, do you supply the vehicle?
We supply the vehicle, we supply the barbecue, we supply drinks, except alcohol, of course.
Yeah. That's going to sound not coming
What?
now.
Yeah.
So, if I was going to call you and say,
Yep.
Errol, can you take me to your Rainbow Beach four-wheel driving? What do I need to supply?
Nothing really, nothing except a beach towel, some personal protective equipment, might be
Yeah.
sunscreen or whatever. Bring a hat, closed-in shoes if we're going to go climbing, rock climbing or whatever. But the rest is supplied by us.
Fantastic.
I'll be asking you what you like to have on a barbecue, and you might say, well, I want, grain-fed
Yeah.
rump steak or whatever. So I will do my best.
Errol, is there any charge, or it's included in the fee, the NDIS fee?
No,
There's
no.
no charge
No
to your
charge at all.
clients.
No.
Beautiful.
No, we claim it back on our tax
Yeah.
at the end of the year, so all we
Okay.
charge is the support hours,
Yeah.
through
Okay.
the NDIS.
Yeah.
So we were having a bit of a chat before we started interviewing on air. You were mentioning that you've got someone who wants to go to Fraser Island camping. In that situation, do they have their equipment and they've said, hey, I've got all this I want someone to come with me and give me a hand.
We supply everything, but if you want to bring your own fishing gear or, you know, your own tent or swag or whatever, yeah, that's entirely up to you. Okay. But if you don't have any equipment, we supply it all.
Peril, so when we get to 1,000 group followers on Everything Fraser Coast, we're going skydiving. Can you supply the plane and the parachutes?
No. Oh. But you're still going skydiving.
Can you help us get to 1,000 followers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You should have that by this time tomorrow. Right?
Okay, Lee.
The word is out. If there's something that we can't supply, we will ask around through the other organisations whether they can supply a certain outing or, you know, equipment.
Yes.
So we're into sharing our participants. You know, we're not a closed book, so to speak. And at the end of the day, it's all about the participant.
Yeah, you know. That's awesome.
So yeah.
Okay, well, you're actually explaining it even better than what it read read it on the. And would everybody go with you, Errol, or is there a team behind you?
I have 7 people in the team. We work as a team. Again, we share our participants so that if something ever happens, say to me, at least they got somebody else there that can, you know, provide that service. I'm pretty big on that.
Yeah. So can you tell me about the interview process there? Would you say, hey Bob, you want to come and work for me? And take people to Rainbow Beach for a barbie and. And so you take them down there for a bar. I can just imagine the interview. It'd be awesome. I bet you've got hundreds of people applying.
We do have a lot of people who apply for positions, but again, you've got to be the right person. I'm not into how many certificates you've got or uni degrees or anything like that. It all goes on people's attitude. I think I'm pretty good at summing people up within the first couple of minutes of talking to them.
Okay.
And whether they're suited.
Test your man in a second.
Yeah, okay. And whether they're not only suited for the participant, but they're also suited for the team, you know. I think last month or the month before, I interviewed 41 people.
Wow.
And I got 2. So yeah, we're very, very stringent on who comes on board.
Okay, yeah. Well, when I first went through this process, starting, Lee's come on board supporting me, does a wonderful job. Have an odd person on a Saturday through Life Choices, another service, but they failed to deliver me a someone who looks like they belong on a firefighter calendar. Would you have anyone on your books that would fit the shoulders of a firefighter?
I think I would be the closest, and look at me. Yeah, no.
And isn't that your wife sitting across from me? Oh, look, it's not about it. You just don't pay anything extra for, you know, what they look like.
For the glamour. The glamorous ones? No. No.
Is it totally inappropriate to think that way? He's speechless.
Let's not go there.
Okay, so now, how well have you read me? What's my favourite colour?
Red.
Red? Where'd you get red from?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Would I prefer to drink cappuccino or water?
I think you're a water person.
Well, I was trying to, like, give you a pretty clear indication that I didn't really like water because it's on the other side of the table.
I mean coffee.
And do you think I like to sit around and read a book or would prefer to be doing something adventurous?
Oh, something adventurous.
Ah, you got just, me.
Yeah.
You got me. That's why I was drawn to you, Errol.
Was it? Okay.
So,
cool.
Time out. Fraser Coast time out.
Yep.
Where will we find you? If someone's got really motivated hearing your voice and hearing this chat.
Okay. We're on Facebook under Fraser Coast time out. Or people can contact me on my number, which is 0419 413 780.
We'll pop it on our Facebook post.
Facebook, yep. Yeah, no, give us a ring and, you know, like I said, if if we can't do something, we will find another organisation that can.
So, oh, that's lovely. Happy to refer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's what we're all about.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know,
okay, well,
yeah.
Look, by next January, could you have a plane?
Oh, I can't see why not.
I'm still not coming.
And plenty of parachutes.
Lee, I've got it on air that you are coming. Actually,
but Errol's not coming. Oh, we're not going in Heath's plane.
Oh, Errol's not coming. No,
real people's plane.
A real people's
like
plane.
What do you call it?
Parachuting
people's plane.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well,
as soon as we get 1,000, eh?
Yeah.
You're off and running.
And not meaning...
Not straight away. We could get 1,200 before we do it.
Not meaning to take our focus away from skydiving, because I know. Lee loves talking about that.
Yes, very
if you've
passionate.
Got anyone in your network, mm-hmm, who would like to join me swimming with the whales, we're going on the 24th of August.
Oh, wonderful.
I've got 8 people in the group, including myself and someone who won a ticket,
mm-hmm,
who's in our, was a promotion through the website.
Nice, yep.
A Facebook group. But we have got, at this stage, still 5 spaces available.
Wonderful.
I
will pass that information
pass
on.
It on. And, it's on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Either want to do it or you don't.
What's the cost of that, Justine?
$150.
Oh, okay.
For a full day.
Wow.
Yeah, there is a cost to that one.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
No,
that's
support
fine.
Provided either. Well, I can help you up and down the stairs.
Do you provide lunch?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Morning tea, afternoon tea. And you won't be lunch because the whale only has a little pea-sized throat.
Thank goodness.
That's
wonderful. Well, I'm sure that we could probably fill those 5
yeah,
spots.
It's not just whale watching and swim with the whales, it's the remote Fraser tour.
Oh, wonderful.
What is it? Snorkeling, kayaking, and tubing.
Oh, okay. Lovely.
Yeah.
So, that's wonderful. And which boat is that on?
Tasman Venture.
Oh, the Tassie Venture, yeah.
Yeah.
Well known in the area.
Yeah.
And,
Lloyd and Robin.
I know Tassie Venture. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's on the small boat. It's like a 25-seater.
Okay.
And we can get up nice and close to where the whales are and
perfect.
Slide into the water, and hopefully the whales come to us.
Wonderful.
Hoping someone's going to rub kelp all over me so I can attract the whales.
I might even put the word out and put a little little contest, you might say, out there amongst the clients that might want to go, and we'll shout them a day out on the wild bait.
Yeah, if they join
your
page.
If they join your page. And
that's
yeah,
lovely.
If they refer 2 people, then
oh,
they can go in the running for...
How gorgeous is that?
Yeah, for a day out with yous.
Thank
not
you.
Me. Not you?
No, Lee
you
doesn't want to go.
This is an I, not a team,
no.
That one.
Oh, Lord.
No, I don't.
Thanks,
do water.
Sarah. We can
you
talk about
do
that.
Don't do water? You all right.
Yeah,
no,
thank
we're,
you.
We're quite willing to do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'd be great.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Meeting us down, and we might have a coffee now.
We might,
okay.
Yes.
See you
that's
later.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, how lucky are we? Craig's just turned up. Now, Craig works for Errol, and Craig... Were you invited down here to talk on a podcast?
No, I wasn't actually. It was a bit of a surprise to me.
So you're all prepared, obviously.
Totally not prepared.
We've given you, I think about 30 seconds. You should be right now.
Yeah, good now. Good
awesome,
now.
Awesome. Look, we like to wing it on everything Fraser Coast. So I'm just going to ask you a couple of simple questions.
Okay.
So what's 238 divided by 2.5?
127.
Oh, he's a smart...
No, I just made that up. It's not true.
Okay.
It'd actually be a bit less than that when you think about it. Yeah.
I was actually going to try and say a bigger number, but then I got bamboozled in just saying 238. So there you go. Oh, your latte's here.
Oh, thank you.
Yum, yum. We're at Bean Bean still. We're now in the afternoon session. So... Do you want to share with the listeners what it is that you enjoy about, in particular, being a support worker with Fraser Coast Time Out? What's the difference?
Well, the difference is we approach things a bit differently than most, I think. Probably offer a bit of a niche market. We're a bit more active with people, taking them out to do things and to places that they wouldn't normally go with support workers.
Yeah. So I've got a bit of contrast with my vision. And Errol mentioned that when you started working with him, you had a full head of hair, but looks like you've lost all your hair now.
It's by choice. Yeah, I just prepared it this way. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you might have pulled your hair out or you've had a fright.
No, but I think Errol's gone grey since I started working with him. I don't know if it's me or the pressures of the...
And I don't know if you know, but before you turned up here, Errol said that it's a condition of your employment that you jump out of a plane with me.
I could do that.
I've
done it before, so yeah, I'd be happy to do it again, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that doesn't mean Lou loses her spot.
No,
if they take it on weight, you're the guy.
we have a growing group. Thanks very much.
We might get a group discount.
Yeah, we're hoping for sure. Thanks very much, Craig.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.